Good morning, my friend. I hope you're doing well. It is 14 June 2022, Lisa's birthday. Happy birthday to my darling. She's still sleeping. It was kind of a rough night, pretty windy here, and the dogs had a little hard time sleeping. So got a little bit of a late start this morning. I got surgery in a little bit. So I'm going to bring you back. It is Tuesday. It's Tuesdays with Tata, but we didn't get a chance to record this weekend. Tata and Lisa had some sort of a stomach virus this weekend. So I'm going to bring you back Tuesdays with Tata, episode 9. Where he talked about the power of no, K-N-O-W. Tata had a short lesson from 1 John chapter 5. It was a really powerful conversation that we had, and we got out to the prayer wall and covered some ground there. Don't forget the prayer wall, wleewarren.com/prayer, and don't forget the newsletter, drleewarren.substack.com, drleewarren.substack.com. That's where you get all the content. The podcast archive, all of it's coming online for the paid subscribers out there, the patrons of the podcast, the folks who have enabled us to grow this show so fast and far across the world, the patron.podbean.com. Those folks get all of the Substack content, all the old blogs, all the new stuff, all the videos, all the podcast archives as part of their patron program. But if you're more on the reading side, you can also just subscribe and have a free or paid subscription through Substack. Substack is the place where all of my writing and podcasting is coming together online in one place, and there's an app on the iPhone, and it'll be coming soon for the Google and Android devices that you can download in your Google Play Store or your iOS Apple Store. And the app is really cool because it all happens from right there from the convenience of your smartphone. You can get everything. All my content is coming online little bit by little bit. So check that out. Substack is the place, drleewarren.substack.com, and consider supporting us there, or just go and subscribe for free so you don't miss the newsletter every Sunday. Today's Lisa's birthday. If you want to send her a little note, Lisa at drleewarren.com is my email address. Lisa at lisawarren.com is her email address. So if you want to send Lisa a little encouragement today, that'd be great. It's her birthday, and I am so grateful for her and the influence she has on our life and my life and our kids and family and all of your lives too. And so we're going to hear from her just in a minute in the new intro to season 5. Hope you like it. And we're going to get with Tata in just a few minutes for Tuesdays with Tata. And all you have to do, my friend, is start today.
Hey, are you ready to change your life? If the answer is yes, there's only one rule. You have to change your mind first. And my friend, there's a place where the neuroscience of how your mind works smashes together with faith and everything starts to make sense. That place is called Self-Brain Surgery. You can learn it, and it will help you become healthier, feel better, and be happier. And the good news is, you can start today.
Thanks, Lisa. Hey, so glad to have you listening today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I live in Nebraska in the United States of America with my incredible wife, Lisa, my father-in-law, Tata, and the super pups, Harvey and Lewis. I'm a neurosurgeon and an author, and I'm here to help you harness neuroscience, the power of your brain, faith, the power of your spirit, and good old common sense to help you lead a healthier, better, happier life. Listen, friend, you can't change your life until you change your mind, and I'm here to help you learn the art of self-brain surgery. To get it done, you can get the show notes and more at drleewarren.podbean.com. That's drleewarren.podbean.com. And if you like the show, please subscribe so you never miss an episode, and tell your friends about it. If you tell two or three friends this podcast was helpful to you, imagine how much good we can all do around the world together. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I'm here to help you change your mind so you can change your life. Let's get after it. Tata.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing really well.
You're both a tasking today, from surgeon to mechanic to podcast.
That's right. I'm so glad we got to do this. It just one thing after another was kind of blocking us. There must be something good. The devil didn't want this to happen. How are you today?
I am well. How are you?
I'm really well. Dogs are going a little nuts. It's they've been bringing sand and bark and all kinds of things in the house. So we're having a good day.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You have a good day in OR?
Yes, sir. We did. We took care of some folks and they're feeling better. So things are going really well and it's beautiful. A little bit, not quite as hot weather here. We can't wait to have you here with us.
Well, it's not bad today. It's very humid. I've been dealing with something. I guess it's molds that are in the air because we've had so much rain.
Yeah, it's been a lot of rain. And your daughter, Jessica, Lisa's sister, my sister-in-law, has had COVID. Is she better?
Yes, she is.
Good.
And I heard earlier from her today, but yesterday she went to a doctor and had a ultraviolet light.
Yeah, the UV light therapy that President Trump said was going to help, and they basically pilloried him for it. Yeah, that's the UV light that
it has helped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she needed to get two treatments, and I don't know if she managed to get it squeezed in today or not.
Well, good. That's really good. So I asked you what you wanted to talk about today, and you said 1 John 5. What's yes. going on with 1 John 5?
Well, I think we have to go back to 1 John verse 12 first.
1 John 1:12?
Yeah, John 1:12. Yet to all who received him, those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. You're talking about Jesus there.
Yes, to all.
And then when you go over to 1 John 5, John begins that chapter and with the same words. Everyone who believes that Jesus is Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves the child as well.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I wanted to emphasize that I have labored with, I've spent a lot of time trying to understand it. John uses the word no eight times.
Wow.
And it is stunning to me because you think back, Job said that himself. I know my Redeemer lives.
Yep.
And so, but with the thing that I wanted to emphasize is that we're in God's family. So we're children of his.
Wow.
And so what do we tell our Father? We tell him that we love him.
That's right.
Because John 3:16 says that God so loved the world, he sent his one and only son, Jesus Christ, to die for us.
Yep.
So, and that in itself should be enough. But when you look at John talks about know, this is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commandments.
Yep.
And that is, we've tried to do that. And in verse 11 of 1 John 5, and this is a testimony that God given his eternal life, and this life is in his son. He who has the son has life, and who does not have the son does not have life.
That's right. Can't make it any more clear than that, can we?
No. And then in his concluding remarks, beginning in verse 13, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life.
That's right.
And then he goes on to talk about praying, and then we know that God hears us, and we know that he knows what we're asking for. And we know anyone born of God does not continue in sin. We know that we're children of God, and we know also the Son of God has come. And so all of that emphasis on knowing and understanding that Jesus Christ is God's son, it can't get any clearer than that.
Yeah.
And the whole point is that we're in God's family, we're his children. So that makes Jesus Christ our brother. Albeit we've been adopted into his family.
Yeah.
And so when the thing that comes to my mind is, since we're in God's family and since God is our father, when was the last time we said to ourselves, maybe even out loud, Father, I love you.
Yeah.
Help me. And then we said to Jesus, I love you. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for dying for me. And then to the Holy Spirit, thank you for living in me and guiding me. So we're part of the family that we can't even understand, but yet that love is present there, that God loves us, and we should love God, and we should love Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, because in him is salvation.
Amen. And I love that. So towards the end there, verse 20, we know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, like you said. And the understanding is for, so that, he says, we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true by being in his Son, Jesus Christ. So if you want to be in God, be in relationship with Jesus Christ. So we are in him who is true by being in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life.
See, the word know is what causes us to stumble sometimes. Because we've been taught, you've been taught, we've all been taught to use a scientific problem-solving process to prove. That's the only way we can know anything in terms of man. But remember Thomas. He said he wouldn't even believe unless he saw the scars in his hand and felt where the spear had pierced his side.
Yeah.
And when Jesus met him, Thomas did see that. He felt it. He saw the scars. And he called Jesus Christ the Son of God. But Jesus said an interesting thing to him. Thomas, you were blessed because you have seen and you believe. But blessed are those who have not seen and believe.
Yeah. That's
so
right.
The onus is on us. God has done everything. He has prepared the way. He has sent his Son. And what do we have to do? Believe.
That's right.
And then we will know. And that is hard to describe because it comes with a peace, and it comes with hope, and it comes with joy that we experience when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And he promised that he would send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter.
Yes.
And who would guide us into all ways. And they're with that acceptance and understanding that God is our Father and that we're in his family and that we're his children brings a peace that cannot be understood.
That's right.
A peace that surpasses all understanding.
Yep. That's right.
So that's where I find myself thinking about that, knowing that I have eternal life.
This is such a...
Jesus overcame.
Yes.
Jesus overcame sin, death, hell, and the grave.
Yeah.
And so can we if
Amen.
We follow him.
You know, it's such a hard thing if you were raised in a group or a home or a faith tradition that taught that you had to do something to earn part or all of your salvation, even if they didn't say it out loud, because where I grew up, it was never stated that you have to earn your salvation, but all the teaching was focused on being careful and repenting and constantly staying in this state of sort of fear and making sure that you behaved a certain way and all those things. And there just was never this peace that comes with this depth of knowledge of what John says here. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. So yes, we're supposed to keep his commands, but we know him and we are in relationship with him because we believe in him. And that's it.
That's right.
We believe in him. That's
right.
All he put on us.
That's right.
And that's why down in 13, as you said, he says, I write these things to you that you may know that you have eternal life. No. Not wonder or worry, but know, friend, you can know it.
That's right. And I don't know about others, but I came up in a tradition where one side was saying that faith only is a very wholesome doctrine full of comfort and peace. And others were saying that once saved, always saved. And then there was another group that said, no, y'all all got it wrong. Here's what what you have to do.
That's right.
But John makes it crystal clear. I mean, if you can see lightning and hear thunder, you can understand what John is saying.
Yeah, you don't have to be a rocket scientist.
No, you don't.
So,
maybe that's where the Pharisees and the Sadducees and all of those C's they fell short because they were looking for something else.
That's right. Let me ask you this. This is one of those verses that we ignore a lot. So we're in all this stuff about if you believe in my name, you have eternal life. If you know me and you love me and you love my children and you keep my commandments, you can know that you have eternal life. He wraps it up by saying we are in him who is true by being in his son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. And then he finishes the book, 1 John 5:21. Dear children, keep yourselves from idols.
That's right.
Why? Why do you think he puts that right there at the end of all that stuff about knowing we're saved and we just have to believe? The last parting thought of the entire book that he walks, drops the scroll and walks away. Keep yourselves from idols. Why is that there?
Because God will, he is supreme. And he himself said that he would have no one above him.
Yes.
Or no one equal to him. And so the idolatry, and we, when we think about worshiping idols, we think about worshiping something that may be cut out, carved out of wood or inlaid with precious stones, or it may be out of gold or silver. But it not anything that we hold in that kind of reverence other than God himself is idolatry.
That's right. And that's really what I was driving at. You know, friend, we don't necessarily, most of us don't have a closet full of carved images of, you know, cows and stuff that we bow down to and worship. That's idolatry, but most of us don't do that. Most of us have something that we trust more than God to save us, money or something, another person, another relationship. And sometimes it can be grief. It can be pain that becomes your idol, like this thing that's bigger than God in your life. Like, I can't be okay again because this thing happened, and I've got to spend my whole life dwelling on this thing. And that becomes an idol that can keep you from letting God heal you. And so I think he puts it there to say, all you have to do is believe me. But I'm reminding you, you have this tendency to make idols out of stuff in your life and forget right. who you believe in.
That's right. Because we have something in us that we have to deal with moment to moment, and that's sin.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, we didn't open a closet or pull a drawer open and get a dose of it. We have it.
Yeah.
We have a tendency toward that. We saw, and you see that in the garden, when Adam and Eve sinned against God. God said, don't, and they did.
That's right.
I said they, because they did, because Adam was standing right there with Eve.
Yes.
We've always blamed her, but he shares at least half of the blame. And they were led astray by the serpent, and apparently the serpent had a different appearance at that time. But one of the things that he identified early on in us was that weakness.
That's
and
right.
It all starts with I
want, I need, I wish,
yeah.
I like.
As soon as a little child has language, what do they start saying? I want one of those. I need one of those.
That's right.
Has nothing to do with anything else except what they see at that moment. And sometimes that's what happens to us.
Yep.
We see something and we want it.
That's right. Well, friend, I think we talked really about 1 John 5 today, largely because it's so easy to worry about whether God loves you, to worry about whether you're saved, to feel like let the enemy get in your head and shame you for things that have happened in the past, or maybe you're too far gone, or to have been broken so badly by the things in life that you have let them become your God. And so 1 John 5 gives us this assurance that we can know who we are and whose we are and where we're going. All those things can be settled so that we can move on to other things in our life that he wants to get done through us. One of those things is to learn to trust him enough to pray first and to always pray. Jesus said in Luke 18:1, he says that Jesus told the disciples a story to teach them to always pray and never give up. Those are two pretty big words, always and never, right?
That's always right. Pray
and never give up. And man, there's just some devastating stuff on the prayer wall this week, Dad. Well, why don't you pray for us?
Okay. Oh, Father, we give you thanks for this day and all its blessings. And Father, we thank you for being mindful of us. We thank you so much that you love us, that you sent your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, die for us. And you saved us from ourselves and from the grip of Satan. And Father, we love you. And Jesus, we love you. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives in us, that guides us and reminds us. And Holy Spirit, we love you. There are so many people that need you now, Father. They may have needed you yesterday, but they need you more now. And so we ask you to touch all of those people that have sent prayer requests to the prayer wall. And Father, we lift all of them up to you, and we remind you of them. And we ask you to bless them, heal them, restore them, bring peace and harmony to their families. So, Father, we just hold all of these people up to you. And we ask you in the sweet and precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that you would bless them and that you would come now, that you would not hold back. Demonstrate your mighty power in our presence for your glory, Father, not ours. Father, let us see you act. And Father, we are not asking for that so that we may believe. We believe, or we wouldn't be talking to you. So we ask you to come now, and we keep praying in Jesus' name.
And I bring that same prayer. Please move the unmovable, break the unbreakable. We believe. We believe you for the impossible and that we can see miracles happen. We know that you can do these things, and we just ask you to do so, Father. There's so much on the prayer wall right now, Lord God. There's just so much, and we ask you to be with every one of those situations. There are currently 15 pages of prayers on that wall where people are just laying up before you everything that's on their heart, and we ask you to reach into each of those situations for Leland and just all of Beth and all the ones who have recently posted their various deep needs, that you would be with them, Father. And we give you a shout of praise, Father, for the ones that have clicked on and said that their prayers have been answered, and that these people around the world have risen up to bring their requests before you, and you have said yes, and you've answered them, and we praise you for that, Father God. And we're grateful that you have this great power to have risen from the dead and leave our sins behind. And I find it interesting that you rose from the dead and you broke the bonds of death and you broke the bonds of sin, but you brought your wounds out of the grave with you. And you could have come in a healed body, but you didn't. You brought the wounds. And I think to remind us that, yes, you will save us, and yes, you will heal us, but life leaves us wounded. And during this time, it's okay. Right. It's okay to hurt, and it's okay to be afraid, and it's okay to doubt, that you've got all those things, and you write them to us, you said in 1 John 5, so that we might know that we have eternal life. And we count on that, Father, and we count on you to come and answer these prayers today. Thank you for the great wisdom and beautiful heart of Dennis McDonald, this best friend and dear mentor and father figure for me and for so many of us now. Thank you for the dozens of people who have written in saying, you know, I needed a new pastor, I needed a grandfather, I needed some guidance, and you brought Tata to me. Thank you for that, Father, that he's had the heart and the willingness to do that, and that you've carved out these times. And we know that something about this week, there was opposition around getting us to record today, and we're grateful that you made it happen, Father, and that the words that we speak today will bless and benefit someone, and that they would maybe finally, for the first time, reach out to you and call on you, though you are not far from any one of us. And we bring these things in your Son's precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Tata.
Thank you.
Well, until next time, we're getting close to having you here in Nebraska.
Yeah, won't be long now.
But we almost got through this day without getting it done. But at the end of the day, we were able to start today, weren't we?
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, thanks for listening. The Dr. Lee Warren podcast is listener supported. Check out patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. That's patron.podbean.com.
www.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. Patrons and partners get free books, transcripts, special patron-only episodes, and more. And partners like you allow us to stay ad-free and keep growing. Please subscribe to the show so you automatically get every episode. And if you like the show, you'll love my weekly letter. Check out my writing at drleewarren.substack.com, drleewarren.substack.com. Get the free newsletter every week for my best prescriptions for becoming healthier, feeling better, and being happier through the power of faith and neuroscience smashing together via self-brain surgery. drleewarren.substack.com. And if you need prayer, go to the prayer wall at wleewarrenmd.com/prayer. The theme music for the show is Make Us One by Tommy Walker, graciously provided for free by the great folks over at tommywalkerministries.org. Check it out and consider supporting them. tommywalkerministries.org. Remember, you can't change your life until you change your mind. And the good news is you can start today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren. I'll talk to you soon. God bless you, friend. Have a great day.